Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Cassandra.
He is.
And also by our resident dungeon master, Adam Carnevale.
It's me. I run dungeons. I'm a master of dungeons.
You are. And you're also my roommate.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And Cass is my sister. That's how we know each other, just for new listeners. And today we're talking about infestations. Specifically, ant infestations, because me and Adam, we live together.
Because we're housemates.
Because we're housemates. We have a big old ant problem right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can I confess to you something, Adam?
Yes. I think I know what I'm about to hear. Please continue.
Actually, I want you to guess it.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah, go on. Do it.
Okay. Is it...
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is it that with the ant sand or whatever it is?
The poison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it that you still don't want to use it?
No, that's not a confession.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to use it, but we got to use it. It's yeah. Cute. But my confession is I'm having a good time with these ants. I'm having so much fun. Hunting and finding where they're coming from, getting on my all fours, got a torch in my hand. Like, how the fuck am I going to get rid of these ants? And then I get rid of them for a bit, and I go, yeah.
And then they come back, and you're like, ooh.
Well, no, that's pretty good. I think, look, they were in my room as well. They're going for the bin. And I'm like, oh, there's going to be food or something in the bin. So
bin, the outside bin, right?
No, like the bin in my room. I'm like, oh, I guess there was like some food or something in there. So changed the bin, vacuumed up all the ants, like sprayed the, I also had this plan because there's a bunch of them in there and they're coming through a crack in the window, like under the windowsill that I couldn't seal up, I couldn't get to.
Yeah.
So, and they hate bicarb soda. So what I did, and this is a genius ant hunting move that anybody can use, is I cut off in their pheromone trail. I did like a horseshoe of bicarb soda.
Uh-huh.
And then so they hit the bicarb. They go, oh, I don't like that yuck. They just sort of walk around because I don't know where they are. They're just going off smell. And then they hit the pheromone trail again, but it's like back where they came from. They go, oh, this way. And they just go back to where they came from. Bang. And then it worked. And I haven't been back in my room since.
Hell yeah.
And I'm really good at hunting ants. And we just cleaned out the pantry. No ants in the pantry. Well, I mean, there's still some, obviously.
There's literally some right now.
No, they're in the pantry, but they're not hanging out there. They're just traveling through the pantry.
It's a destination to parts unknown, yeah.
They're not going to the pantry. They're just in the pantry. That's a win for me.
It did get us to do a big clean out of the pantry. And mine and Alora's side of the pantry did definitely need a clean out.
Yeah. Yes. It was very fun cleaning out the pantry with your partner because there was just so much stuff in there. Your side of the pantry was like literally just a mound of food. So much so that one time I picked up some mac and cheese in my cupboard and I was like, in my half. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't know we had mac and cheese. Awesome. So I had the mac and cheese and it turns out it was Adam's and it had fallen down the mound of food onto my side of the pantry.
I was using it. It hadn't fallen down. I was using it to shore up our side.
I didn't know that. It was sitting.
I had
troll mac and cheese.
I had purposely put it in roughly on the line. I get obviously it was slightly over the line, I guess, or it ended up slightly over the line, but to stop any sort of... If anything had fallen, it would have gotten caught by the mac and cheese.
That's so funny. I didn't realize it was a structural mac and cheese. It was like...
A dam.
It was like decently in my side.
It
was like,
oh, it might have gotten knocked. Yeah. Something might have hit it then. Yeah,
yeah, it did its job.
That was an avalanche.
Yeah, I'm really... Yeah, I'm not great at... that's 100% not on my partner. It's 100% on me.
I guess from the story.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm enjoying hunting these ants, and I'm sealing stuff up. I got a thing of cork.
Cork? It's much better in an American accent.
Well, they say cock.
Cock.
But that just sounds like you're saying cock.
Cock.
I got some cock. Cock. Anyway, I'm sealing up stuff with
you're
my
squeezing out the cock.
Yeah, squeezing out that white stuff for the cock.
Yeah,
and it's good. Feel like a big man, and I like it. That's my story.
Okay. Will you be sad when the ants are gone?
No, I feel good. I think, but I also like them. I don't know. I'm just sitting looking at them a lot of the time. Like, yeah, that's cool. Ants are cool.
Oh, I had really good ant watching time the other week over Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. An ant had picked up a feather and was walking back
to incredible. How big a feather are we talking here?
Downy bit from the underside of a pigeon.
Mm. Okay.
So like.
Oh, that's quite, that's a lot smaller than small. I was thinking. All right.
Yeah. Not a massive feather.
5 centimeters or what you
might,
that, like
the size of what you'd might find like a pillow or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty big for an ant.
Yeah.
And it was carrying it and it started storming. And then the ant kept getting knocked over because the feather was being used as like a little, you know,
sail. Yeah.
So we tried to cover the ant so he could get through, but we spooked him and he dropped his feather. So we tried to give it to other ants. They sussed it, but they didn't want it. And it started to rain. So we went inside. So, but, you know, we tried. We tried to help.
I wonder why that first ant wanted it.
That's what we couldn't figure out. Was he trying to do a present for the queen? Because they're not eating the feather.
Yeah.
Do they do presents for the queen? They might. But why couldn't they eat a feather? Don't they eat everything? Because if there was a dead bird, they would eat the whole thing.
They wouldn't eat the feathers, would they?
I don't know.
Wouldn't eat the bones.
Oh, I keep finding desiccated baby bird corpses.
I have seen
everywhere.
So many. I guess maybe it's the season because I've seen a lot of them as well, and they're completely flat where they've been run over multiple times.
See, one got stuck to my car.
No, I was there for that.
I was
not 100% your fault because it was positioned in such a way that you could not see it over the dash.
Wait, what happened? You hit it?
No. I was driving with Adam and I said, what's that on my windshield? There's a clump of stuff.
Oh.
And it was a dead bird that it clearly had fallen wet and dried on the...
Or it had fallen and it had its juices that had adhered it to the...
Oh.
We had to squeegee it off.
Ew.
And then I saw another one on a walk.
We didn't
today.
Have to squeegee it off. We wanted to squeegee it off.
Yeah, you got to. You got to squeegee it off. Yeah, that's... Yeah. What kind of bird do you think?
Dead.
Oh. Baby.
Baby. Yeah. Baby.
It was a baby.
You know how they have these huge beaks?
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw another one today. Do you ever have your crazy times where you see, you notice a pattern and you Google?
Sure.
Yeah. Sort of.
You're like, wow, I keep seeing, I don't know, like rats or the number two or like.
You're Googling, is number two in season right now?
No, like, you know, if you see like the same kind of animal everywhere, you're like, what does this mean? And it'll always be something vaguely positive. So you're like, cool.
Wait, as in like, is it, what does it mean? As in like a sort of astrology almost thing?
Yeah, but like just generally, like if I saw like 5 deer in a week, I'd be like, what does that mean? And I Google it. And then,
so wait,
and what is the answer you get?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
What have you seen this week?
Dead birds. Okay.
What does it mean if I've seen 3 dead birds in a week?
I only saw 2. There's not enough for me to Google yet, but mean if I see dead birds.
I thought I understood what Cass was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so too.
If I Google, what does it mean if I see dead birds? The first answer on Google is the symbolism of dead birds is multifaceted and can carry both positive and negative meanings.
Okay, so like, all right. I thought, and I think Hayden thought briefly as well, you're Googling, why am I seeing these birds?
Yeah, but
you're
not Googling, what does it mean?
What does it mean? Yeah.
That's a very funny view to have of the world. Like, oh, there's all the dead birds. It must be about me.
I think it's nice to do if you notice a pattern in your life to be like, cool. What does it mean? Because it's always going to be something good. People
See,
don't
that's
write
because
why...
people just make it up.
Yeah, what isn't that mean? Nice?
No, who cares?
That is why when you said, that's why when you gave us the example, keep seeing the number two, both of us, because we were assuming you were meaning like, oh, I keep seeing dead birds. Why do I keep seeing dead birds? Oh, there's something with cats or something like that happens
or
around
like,
this time
oh,
of
they're
year.
Just like, it's the time of year yeah. where there's a million dead birds. There's a billion, baby birds.
See,
science. That's
this
good.
This Google search is saying that it...
So before when you were saying, and it's always something good.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of negate the whole point? If it's always good, it's actually not. You're actually not learning anything or nothing. Nothing's happening.
It's about your mindset. That felt bad to say, but like, so like.
It sounded bad to hear.
So
why just let's make up your own stuff?
Yeah, I could, but
it's the same.
But this is so much quicker. So this one is. Let me. So I've just Googled, and again, I wouldn't usually do this because I've only seen two dead birds.
I've never heard of this. It's like everything can be astrology. Everything can be a star sign.
And it's always... Have you ever seen me do tarot?
No.
I technically don't do it properly because I give everyone a really good reading and I make it so that their life's nice. And it's like, how is that not the same as practicing gratitude, which is like demonstrably very good for your brain? So I'm like, oh, I keep seeing dead birds. What if I Googled it and this Google search has been like, hey, it signifies the potential for change, transformation, or rebirth. I'm like, sick. Instead of being like, oh no, more dead birds, I can be like, sick.
Well, it signifies the potential for change.
Yeah,
isn't there always a potential for change?
Yes, exactly. 100%
of the time for everything, always?
Everything's changing forever, but now instead of seeing a dead bird and thinking,
I really want to
Jesus.
Change my job, but I haven't seen any dead birds this week.
It's literally just, you get to look at something in a different perspective. Like if people do gratitude journals, it's the same thing.
Okay, so after you've Googled it and now you know, oh, there's a potential for change. How does your perspective change?
So, again, I wouldn't usually have done this because I've only seen two dead birds. Okay. But let's pretend I've seen three.
That's the cutoff? If you saw one more dead bird, this is significant?
In 3 days? Yeah! If I had seen three dead birds in 3 days, maybe I would have Googled, what does seeing dead birds mean?
How many live birds? What's the number? Or general ballpark.
What about trees that you've seen? Why don't you Google that?
What's interesting about the trees?
I don't know.
If I'd seen three different trees that had been struck down by lightning, I'd Google it. But like within a small time period. Like if you saw like, you know, six rats in a week or something, I'd Google it and be like, what does rats mean?
See, I would Google, is it rat breeding season? Or, you know, and that's more interesting.
How to tell if my house is infested with rats.
Why can't you Google both?
Well, why would I?
Because
you
I
don't learn anything. Nothing changes.
Your outlook changes.
But I don't think
here's where the difference is. I think Hayden's outlook wouldn't change.
No, it wouldn't change. I would go, oh, someone on a website somewhere said seeing six rats in a week, it means good luck in my career. That doesn't mean anything. But they just made it up.
Yeah, they did. Isn't it nice to think of the world like that? It doesn't change. Like, it doesn't. It literally only changes that I have, like, you know, okay, like, okay, like, let's Google rats then, right? Okay, let's just say.
Yeah, this will convince me. Google the rat one.
Don't worry. I believe that there's something you can Google that'll make Hayden believe you.
Lots of rats.
But you don't
meaning.
Even believe it, though. That's the thing.
Okay, this is rats in a dream. That's different. But, like.
I was going to say, like, that one about dead birds symbolizing change, is that, like, is there a website that specializes
what
in
is...
just stuff you see and what
there
it
must
means?
Be, right?
Don't know. This is on howstuffworks.com.
Yeah. Internet's so big.
And this is in the conclusion of, I think it's just a symbolism of dead birds in general.
For, like, movies and stuff?
Yeah, and, like, media okay. and things.
And also real life.
But like, I just think it's fun to, it's like when you read your horoscope, like
yes.
that's all of it's really general stuff. And you might read a horoscope that's like, hey, this is a really good week to take a risk in your career. Not a risk. They're usually not like that, but like, this is a really good week to, you know, really reflect on how far you've come in the past year.
Uh-huh.
If I hadn't have read that, I wouldn't have reflected. And then I have, and that's nice.
Okay.
It's nice to think.
Okay. But why? Okay.
But don't you never read, like, a lot of horoscopes and just pick the best one?
I never read any horoscopes because it's just someone in a room going like, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
Yeah, with their brain. And it's always something nice.
Yeah, so what's the point?
Because you're reading something nice that someone wanted you to think. Isn't that nice?
I don't know. Just meditate or something.
I can't.
There's better way to do it.
Why can't you do both?
I guess you could. I guess you could do both. But you're not going to do both. And I'm not going to do both. And that's fine. Do you want to hear some ant facts?
Yes. I'd love to. Wait, isn't it infestations?
Yeah, but I'm doing ants because we have ants. Okay. And ants are cool. I like ants a lot is what I'm discovering about myself.
Well,
the last
I'm glad
days.
They're in your room.
I said yeah. I'm Googling what ants mean.
I was going to say, I already did. And ants mean there's some potential for change.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Why? But that's the thing. Someone's made it up. So who? There's no weight to it. But what you could do is you could Google, why is there so many ants? And then you go, oh, it's a change of the season because it's hot. They're coming inside more. And then you go, oh, cool. And then you know that and you become smarter.
Okay. Would you prefer
mm-hmm.
having like an app or something that gives you a random thought of the day?
I can think. I can make up my own stuff.
I know
stuff.
You can think
That's
and make
saying.
Up your own stuff. It's not about that.
I don't think I get what it's about. It's about, wait, so like, well, it's like affirmations or something?
Not affirmations. Maybe a little bit. Like, I've got a little horoscope app.
We're back on this. Okay.
Every day it gives you a little horoscope. Sometimes it's stupid. I got one that said fuck and run once. And I was like, oh, that's fun.
Sure.
And then what'd you do?
And I was like, yeah. One of them one day was be feral. I'm like, I am going to be feral today.
And did you?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Can't remember, but I was gross. Like, but I like.
So it has a pretty significant effect on your life.
But I'm like, yeah, I can be feral today. I can really harness that part of myself. Or sometimes they're like, you know, reflect on the love in your life. And I'll be like, yeah.
I wasn't thinking
about it before, and now I am, and isn't that nice?
Both of you are so confident you're going to find the sentence that changes the other one's mind.
How did we come out of the same lady?
Did you know?
I don't know from where I'm sitting.
Did you know that in Australia there are over 5,000 species of ants and most of them look really similar?
Is that what it says?
Yeah. So I was actually, because I think there are ants about at the moment, I was reading an ABC article and it says there are 12,000 known species of ants and scientists estimate there are 5,000 species just residing in the north of Australia.
Mm.
And they all look tiny.
Wait, how many did you say? Did you say worldwide? How many?
It just says there are 12,000. I wonder if that's Australian or worldwide.
Because
I think
if
that's
we've
just
got
Australian.
Yeah, because if we've got 5,000 in the north, then Australia has. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. If we've got 5,000 just in the north and there's 12,000 worldwide, we have an insane amount of the total different types of ants.
Okay, 12,000 worldwide and right. In the north of Australia, 5,000.
Jesus Christ, that's too many.
We got a lot. And we got all the poisonous snakes. We got all the cool stuff. Except bears.
We have. Don't we have like all of the poisonous snakes except the most poisonous or venomous?
I think we have like 9 of the top 10 and then the number one is.
Yeah, the number one is.
Or maybe there's 2 that in the top 10 we don't have. But yeah, like, I think it's King Cobra or something or the Death Adder or
something. And then I think we have really the cool, second most venomous jellyfish, but not the most venomous jellyfish as well.
I wish the video did have a guy poking a blue bottle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, hey, little guy. And then the next cut is him on the ground going like, ah!
Yeah. Oh, did he live?
Yeah, you don't die from blue bottles. It just hurts heaps.
Oh.
Do you know blue bottles? I'm doing facts in the fact segment. It's not the facts.
Sure.
Blue bottles are like four different animals and they just like live in symbiosis together.
Huh.
Like one blue bottle is four different creatures.
What creatures?
Just parts of blue bottles that can't exist by themselves. They're weird. Jellyfish are weird.
Mm. What's the type of jellyfish that, to get its stingers, it tears the stingers off other jellyfish and uses them?
Whoa, that's cool as hell. I have not heard that.
There's a jellyfish that does that.
That's unreal. I like that. But ants, so there's 12,000 species of them.
In Australia. No, in the world.
In the world. And.
I mean, freak.
Thank you. Yes. For every human being on Earth, there is 2.5 million ants. So yeah. There is 20 quadrillion ants.
That's
20
about right.
Quadrillion.
That
is an unfathomable number.
Can I tell you something that I thought of when I was very young?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was when I first started being self-conscious about my body. And I was like, shaving seems really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Waxing
mm-hmm.
seems like the good way, but it's expensive. And I'm like, I wish I could control ants. And I just have every single one of them grab a leg hair and just yank. And it would hurt heaps for like 3 seconds because they're really strong as well.
Oh, you get them to do it all at once?
Yeah. And then
you would have them pull all of your leg hairs all over all at once.
Yeah. Not anymore because I don't care about leg hair. But now what I want to harvest the ants to do is everyone gets one hair on my head and just chop it off at the split end. That's what I would use ants for. If I had a superpower, I would be like...
Controlling ants would probably be a top-tier superpower to have.
I feel like it would be too much responsibility. If you had absolute control over all ants, I think I would actually break the world.
Well, have you ever seen that Morris Gleitzman movie? Book about it?
No.
I think it's Morris Gleitzman. But there's a book where a couple of kids figure out how to get little chips into the brains of insects.
Cool.
And they control them to save the day somehow. I forget.
What was wrong with the day?
I think it's something with their neighbor. Neighbor was doing something no good.
That's good. Cool. Harnessing the power over another creature's mind is good when you've got a neighbor squabble.
Have you ever seen where they do the sutures or the stitches, with ant heads?
Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy.
You get an ant to bite you and twist its head off when it locks.
That's like a really old form of, we've been doing that for hundreds of years.
Longer than stitches, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know.
When were stitches invented?
Maybe. I don't know.
Surely we've been doing it longer than stitches.
Yeah, we probably got stitches pretty quick. They were probably like, man, I'm really sick of having cuts and having to get ants to bite me.
There must be a better way.
Anyway, so there's 20 quadrillion ants, and ants have the best or largest brain to, or smallest brain to body ratio of anything on Earth.
Smallest.
Well, the good one.
As so in, the ratio is tiny.
Yeah.
Because their brain and body are similar.
Or is it the ratio is big?
Big ratio means big gap between big and small.
Tiniest. Read it out again. The tiniest.
So small ants have a 1-7 brain to body ratio. So one out of seven of their body is brain.
1/7 of their body is
brain. Or 1/8, I think.
A lot bigger than us.
Yeah, as 1-40.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
and there's 20 quadrillion of them, and they're super smart. And I think that's really cool. And I hope that they eventually rise up. That'd be interesting.
It would take a while to get eaten by ants. And I think it would.
I don't think there's enough ants.
Maybe.
You're 2.5 million per person.
It takes too long to get in to the parts that kill you.
If all ants rose up against us. Assume they can work together, but they're not getting any smarter than they are today. So, like, they're not learning how to use a gun, but they can all work together.
Uh-huh.
Could we win that fight?
Assuming
both of us, all of humanity and all of ants-manity, whatever.
Ants-manity, yes.
At this exact moment, at this exact second, both of us, as each collective, we both understand that we are at war from this point forwards.
I think what we would do as humans would be poison the shit out of them, and then we would kind of ruin the whole earth.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We would end up killing ourselves slowly, but the ants quickly.
Maybe, yeah.
And then we would realize all the things that the ants do, and it would be very, very... Yeah, we'd just... We wouldn't be smart about it.
They wouldn't have that problem if they won. That's crazy.
They really wouldn't have that problem if they won.
They'd be just fine.
But they're the baddies.
Sorry?
They're the baddies.
Well, yeah, they're not... I mean, I would rather kill all ants in the world than die, I think.
I mean, if push comes to shove, I'd probably do the same.
Yeah, I think I
wouldn't.
On the whole, I think I'd rather live, even if it meant all ants die.
What are ants even doing, really?
I'm sure they're part of the ecosystem, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the ecosystem.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how they help. Yeah,
probably right at the bottom, down. Which is the important bit. Oh, yeah, breaking stuff down. Yeah, eating rotten
meat
just
use this shit on the ground all
the time.
Do
ants break stuff down?
Yeah.
What do they break down?
Everything. If they can eat it, they break it down.
Yeah, so if there's like... A big corpse?
Well, but plenty of things break things down, though.
Yeah, but they're part of the things.
There's 20 quadrillion of them.
Yeah, there's 20 quadrillion.
But isn't that nuts that, like, I just thought there was kind of one type of ant, or two. There's brown and black, but there's just no, like, 12,000, they all look the same. And people, not scientists, everyone except scientists call them sugar ants because they eat sugar. So that's where sugar ants, they're just ants.
Huh. Have you ever seen... Huh. What is it? Isn't there... It's some documentary. I think it's a David Attenborough one where two ant colonies go to war with each other. And they, like, they track it like it's a World War documentary.
They have, like, generals and stuff?
Yeah, they have... They do have, like...
You
gotta
send me the link.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, I don't remember. That's what I was saying.
Ant-manity.
I think it was narrated by David Attenborough, if that helps narrow it down. I don't think it
will.
He
must have had, like, 3 or 4 documentaries, David Attenborough. Right?
I can't imagine he's got many, yeah.
Do you have the history, Cass?
I want to tell you some of my favorite infestations from history that I found out about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These are from the US. One of them, okay, first one, I'm not sure where, but it was in October in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
A guy came home to his house completely infested with stink bugs. So with stink bugs, if you squish one, they get really, really smelly, but then that attracts
more stink bugs.
Attracting more stink bugs.
Oh, my
God. In the words of you, Adam Carnivale, freaking stinky.
Yeah, this thing is freaking stinky.
Freaking stinky.
Wait, so he came home and his house was full of stink bugs? Like, when he left, it was fine?
I think...
It could have been a she.
Stink bug infestation is up there. I think he didn't realize his house was infested when he left, but when he came back, it stank. And then he realized it was very, very stinky. And also, then if you kill any of them by crushing them, worse, it gets stinkier and more come.
Where do they come from? Eventually, you run out. You can just keep squishing.
Yeah,
just sit there with a hammer all day, and then they just stay in the one spot, and then they'll come to the stink, bang, and the next one will come to the stink, bang.
You just gotta park out.
Yeah. And then you gotta hope that they come one at a time. Yeah,
make yourself a cup of coffee, and then
there's this great video of this guy destroying a wasp's nest with his bare hands.
Oh,
I feel like I must have
breaking
brought this up.
It down with his hands.
With the
wasp still in there?
Yeah. It's a busy wasp nest. The video is, let me give you a 5-second video. It freaking rules. And it's just this guy, he looks at camera and he says, "This is for you, Lisa." And then he takes a couple steps up on a ladder, grabs the wasp's nest, crushes it with his bare hands, looks back to camera and says, "Lisa, I love you." And then the video ends.
Oh my God.
That's it. It rules.
Can you please send that as well? That's an important one.
Gee whiz.
I know. Oh, my God.
So I'm assuming it cuts out right before he gets stung to shit by wasps?
Presumably, yeah.
Have you seen the videos where people pour petrol in a cup and then put it on top of the entrance to a wasp nest and then just all the wasps fall into the petrol and they die from the fumes?
I have seen that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great reading list for this episode.
Yeah. A lot of homework for the listeners. You're about to become watchers.
All right, what's your top two, your second most exciting infestation?
The second most exciting was a family who bought a home.
Mm-hmm.
in, I actually don't know where, but it was in America. It, what's MO?
I can't tell if you're reading from your phone or remembering from your memory.
A little bit of both. Whatever the state is, it's MO.
What's MO? Missouri?
Montana?
Montana,
Montana,
probably.
They were in Montana.
Missouri even a state? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Mississippi.
Yes. Which is also a state?
Yes.
So I think I might have just been thinking about Missouri.
They bought a home in 2007 for $450,000.
In Mo.
In Mo. And then when they got there, if I might quote, spiders started bleeding out of the walls.
Oh, what sort of spider?
Brown recluses.
Oh, they're bad.
Really venomous spiders.
Wow.
They estimated like 5,000 spiders were in their house.
Jesus!
Uh-huh.
What are they eating?
Each other, I bet.
Yeah, probably each other.
And their own babies or something.
They tried to make an insurance claim on it.
Mm. Yeah.
It got denied, and so a judge forced the company to pay them $472,000. So their house, they got paid $22,000 more than their house was worth for how bad the infestation was.
Wow. Jesus. And it wasn't disclosed on the...
I don't think so. The next one was disclosed. So this family bought a house.
Mm.
It was pre-2011, I think. They bought a house and they were told that the house, quote, had snakes.
I feel like for what we're about to hear, has snakes is not going to be an adequate disclosure.
Now, they would lie awake in bed and listen to the snakes slithering in the wall. Oh. Like, it was very, very bad. They could hear
they
the snakes all
slither
night.
Slither quite quietly. So
yep.
The fact you can hear them slithering.
Uh-huh. Because they signed a disclosure saying that they knew that the house had snakes, they couldn't get anything for it.
Did they just not investigate the look at the house?
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know.
How do you not notice, as you're doing an inspection... As you're approaching the front door,
snakes, like, they hide away when there's noise. So,
yeah. So if you're walking through the inspection.
But if you can hear them slithering.
At night.
Yeah, they wouldn't be slithering during the day.
So you're walking around the house at the inspection. The house all looks good. It's all fine. You go to bed at night. You're like, we can hear the snakes slithering.
But this, I mean, I understand you can't hear them. But how can there be so many snakes and you can't see them a little bit?
Because they hide in holes and under
the ground and stuff.
With this surely cannot be enough room.
Well, here's a hint as to where the snakes were during the day.
Yeah.
The house had so many snakes that the guy who bought the house.
The house slowly moves.
He said,
it's like the opposite of the house from up. It's just slowly being pulled down by snakes.
To quote him, I had touched and dealt with enough snakes by then. The tap water tasted just like the snakes taste. He could taste snakes in the water because he'd been dealing with snakes so much, it tasted like the way snakes smelled.
Gross.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
They had to
burn the house
their
down.
House.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And what happened to the snakes?
I guess
their house
they're
now.
In, yeah. They sold the house to the snakes.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. Yeah.
You know those like jokes or like classic scenes where you find out, oh, technically the cats own the house.
Yeah, the snake. It's what's that thing where you squat in a house for long enough it becomes yours?
Squatter's rights?
Yeah. Squatter's rights. Yeah, the snakes got squatter's rights.
Squatter's rights.
Squatter's rights, bitch. This is our house.
We've been here for generations. Change the locks, I tell you.
I used to have a infestation of lizards when I lived in Queensland.
Oh, God.
Good infestation.
Oh, yeah.
That's
honestly,
fun.
They're fun. It's a fun one. Because I don't really.
What sort of lizard?
They eat geckos. Bugs, yeah.
Yeah, they're not native, so it's like it's not good sort of ecologically. And they came down in a box of bananas from some, or like imported fruit from Vietnam or something in Southeast Asia. And then, yeah, just all over Queensland.
You know, tarantulas traveled a bunch in boxes of bananas?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
You can't be mad at an animal that travels by a box of bananas.
Yeah, it's a fun way to go.
That's really cute.
I wish I could travel by a box of bananas.
You do well in a box of bananas.
Mm. But it was actually, I used to have an infestation of cockroaches, and then I got rid of them, and then the lizards moved in, and I was like, well, I'll leave it here. I think
not getting cockroaches
if I have to be infested with something, lizards are the way to go.
Yeah. It's like if you have a fair few huntsmen in your house, but you can see them eating the bugs.
Yeah.
Fine.
So symbiosis. They're paying their rent. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that picture of where rats live?
Where do rats live?
What do you mean?
So there's
they live in a cute little cartoon semicircle in a
bring it up in your little goddamn phone.
Okay.
Bring up a map of where rats live in the world. Now you'll notice that it is pretty much the world is pretty much colored in.
Yeah.
But if Cash, you're doing it right now.
I am.
If you zoom in, you will, however, notice. Just check to make sure you're not a robot. Did you make sure you're clear?
I am not a rat either.
Now, you'll notice this. You could especially see it on that picture of North America, Cass. You'll notice there's that little blue section. Oh, like, obviously, anywhere humans live, rats live. And then the North and South Poles are rat-free. Of course, it's simply too cold.
Isn't there some places in New Zealand that are rat-free or they're getting there?
They're trying to, but I don't know if... I think it's still very early stages.
But they've got some coastline with rats, no rats.
Yeah. You'll notice, Cass, if you zoom in, there's one little part of Canada that is also, that is literally one state or territory, I forget, in Canada where they were like, as soon as it became a state of Canada, as soon as they were colonizing it or whatever, they were like, we will pay for dead rats.
Cool.
Kill rats. We do not want rats. And it was such an effective campaign that there are no rats in that one part of Canada.
There's this story. Here's the flaw with that. I mean, I guess it works, but there's this story. I actually don't know if this story is true.
You're talking about the India one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you talked about this on the pod? If not, maybe I'll let it know.
I haven't heard it.
Okay. So in India, this is the story. What is actually
it
true?
It did happen. It is
it
true.
Did happen?
Yeah.
Okay. So when British were colonizing India, they were like, we will pay you for every dead cobra because there's too many cobras. People are dying, getting bitten. Every dead cobra will pay you this amount. So people started breeding cobras and then they would kill them and hand them in for money. And then the British realized they were doing that. So they're like, okay, no more money for cobras. And then so they released all the cobras and there was just way more.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anyway, we can start doing that with rats. It's a good little scheme if you live in that town in Canada. Just breed rats under the house.
Yeah.
That could be you could be a full-time rat man.
husbandry.
I think I'm already a full-time rat man. Just find out.
I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to find out someday.
And on that note,
I've been Cass.
I've
been Adam.
Adam Carnevale, you're a dungeon master. You do D&D is for nerds.
That's right.
Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Yeah, that's also right.
Yep. Adam, who's got a hair in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's probably his.
It's because he's a rat man. and also the World of Darkness campaign that me and Cass are in, which is called
Beyond the Map. Beyond the Map is the name of the larger series.
Yes.
Your specific campaign.
I hate to know. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's the World of Darkness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Phil Byrne Family Adventure.
No.
Close. What is it? That's it.
Filmness.
Yep. Is it?
Yep. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
I think it's Phil Byrne. Okay. The Filmness Family Adventure.
Well, you at home could Google both of them and see who's right.
Is it Filmness Family Adventure?
Vacation.
It is.
Vacation.
Family Vacation.
The Filmness Family Vacation. World of Darkness. Beyond the Map. Give that a go. Plonk that in. You'll find it. In my opinion, too many names.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.